Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As many of you have figured out by this point in time, I love fall. Autumn is my favorite season. There are so many things that I love about it. First and foremost, the cooler temperatures. I love the flavors of fall. I love layering up. I even love that it gets darker a little bit earlier because it makes me feel cozy and like I can hunker down at home and read a book or just be lazy for a little bit in the evenings. I love the crunchy leaves under my feet and the changing colors outside. But although the colors are changing outside in nature around us, the leaves are changing from greens into yellows and oranges and reds. We're going to stay green for a little bit longer here in the sanctuary, because for just a few more weeks, we remain in ordinary time. You know, we have a different calendar in the church, and the church calendar, the longest season is ordinary time. It carries us all the way from Pentecost to Advent, and we're getting to Advent. We're closer than we were. But we've got just a few more weeks left of ordinary time. The reason that green is the color for ordinary season is because it symbolizes the growth in discipleship and faith that God desires for us. So before we change seasons inside, we still have a little bit more growing that God has for us to do in ordinary time. And in today's gospel lesson, we have a wonderful example in Bartimaeus of what growing in discipleship and faith can look like. Jesus, his disciples, and the crowd, a large crowd, were leaving Jericho, and there was a blind beggar sitting on the side of the road. There are several details indicated in these few words that we can easily pass over, both in English and in 21st century America. Bartimaeus was blind, which meant at that time he would have been an outcast, because back then people understood blindness to be a result of sin. And because he was an outcast, he would have been cast out of his family, out of society, and he literally would have had no way to support himself. So he was a beggar. He would have been the poorest of the poor in Jesus' day. And so here we encounter him on the margins of the margins, outside the city, outside of the road, an outsider if there ever was one. When Bartimaeus learned that it was Jesus walking by, he cried out to Jesus for mercy. And what happened next? The crowd, and possibly some of the disciples, ordered him to be quiet. The Greek is a little bit stronger here. The Greek word used for silencing is rebuked. So the crowd rebuked this man for crying out to Jesus for mercy. Perhaps they, like many of us, have often thought when we've seen someone begging, that it's their own fault that they are in their situation, or that they did something to deserve their predicament. Well, not only are we in the crowd wrong for thinking in this way, but it shows how little the crowd and the disciples actually knew about Jesus. Because Jesus loves the folks on the margins. Jesus loves the outsiders. He loves the outcasts. He doesn't condemn or judge them. He doesn't ask what they did to get to where they are. No, he calls them to himself, and he loves them, and he shows them grace and compassion and mercy. No questions asked. So Jesus had the crowd call Bartimaeus to him. And this is also an interesting detail. Instead of Jesus calling the man to him, like we've seen in other stories, Jesus asks the ones who silenced the man to call Bartimaeus to him. He involves them and reverses the silencing that they were trying to do. And then we get to my favorite part of the story. Bartimaeus threw off his cloak and he literally sprang up and went to Jesus, who healed him and restored him to wholeness and community. And although Jesus told Bartimaeus to go on his way, Bartimaeus ended up following Jesus on Jesus' way, which took him to Jerusalem and to the cross. Now, Bartimaeus throwing off his cloak isn't as simple as it sounds. For him, it wasn't an aesthetic garment. For this blind beggar, it was the only thing that he had to keep himself warm in hostile weather conditions. It was the only thing he had to lay on and cover himself with when he slept. So he literally left behind the only item of value that he owned to follow Jesus. Jesus transformed Bartimaeus from a blind beggar into a disciple. On Martin Luther's deathbed, his last words were, "We are beggars. This is true." He wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I actually have a cast of his hand at the time of his death that shows he was still holding a pen. "We are beggars. This is true." We might think that we are better than others based on where we live, our possessions, our successes. But in God's eyes, none of that matters. Because the truth is, when it comes to our relationship with God, we are all beggars. There is nothing that we or anyone can do or say or not do or not say to make God love us any less. There's nothing that we or anyone can do or give to God to earn our salvation. There's nothing that we or anyone can do or give to get God to do what we want God to do, or to make God have mercy on us. Because our relationship with God is not transactional. We can't earn our way into relationship with God with our possessions. We can't bribe God with a hefty tithe or a substantial donation to a charity. An impressive resume doesn't earn any points with God. Our relationship with God is not dependent on anything we do or say or don't do or don't say. It is dependent on who God is and what God has done and what God is doing. All that we have and all of who we are is a gift from God. Our very selves, the air we breathe, the gift of salvation and faith, God's forgiveness and grace and mercy. It is all gift from God. Bartimaeus didn't do anything to earn Jesus' mercy, but he did have a remarkable and faithful response to Jesus, to who Jesus is and to what Jesus did. In response to the mercy of Christ, Bartimaeus left behind all he had and followed Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the grace and mercy of Jesus still has the power to transform us beggars into faithful disciples. May we, like Bartimaeus, may we jump at the chance to encounter Christ, knowing that he hears our cries for mercy. And may we, in response to who God is and to all that God has done, follow Jesus with all that we have and with all of who we are. Amen.